Yeah, we'll.
We probably need to ASAP.
We'll just put it away for some emergency for now, and then see what happens.
I think we're over 1,000 now. So
okay.
Maybe we could just do the guide to Bulgaria. Just go down the. Just take a different one each.
Oh, yeah.
Take 3 each month and just.
Okay.
At just the regular rate.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they provide something different.
Yeah, that way.
Like run that.
That way we can do that, yeah. All right.
Okay, so I don't know how many John has been told, but Buck and Shannon are coming off the field. I don't know the specifics, but.
Yeah. They don't want to get the shots. And they won't allow them religious exemptions. They won't allow them the other one for the immune system. So they're not going to allow them back in the country. So they're coming off the field.
Where are they going to be staying? Are they going back to Florida?
As far as I know, back up to the her home church up there, wherever it is. Wherever, I don't know, whatever directions that it. But in Carolina, I think South Carolina. But they'll be back there until they can find something else. Yeah. Anything else?
So Brother John said that he's informed Miss Aretha that not send out any of the.
Yeah, we're gonna hold off sending money to Buck. He requested that to. What's her name? Because she's not able to get to the bank anymore, she said. And to Brother Stokes also, because it's, you know. So we're going to take what money we have, and I guess we got over $1,000 now. And what we'll do, we'll.
No.
Good man. I like that, man.
What I would like to propose is that until we get a more permanent missionary, we just go down the list of missionaries on the thing. So we'll do 3 ones this month. And next month we'll do a different 3. That way we're still giving out missions money until we figure out as a class and God's will who we're going to support. So that way we're not going to end up with a massive amount of. I don't think that's really good stewardship to have.
Right.
A lot of money sitting around. I mean, thousands, chump change, but for us, for the missions thing, that's kind of an awful lot of money to have and not using it for the work. So.
Yeah.
This is a pastor appreciation month. Have you ever considered giving the something toward the pastor? I don't know if the church is going to do anything or not. They probably will.
They usually do, yeah.
John probably gave him COVID or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spaghetti.
I mean, that's if the class says that. But if there's no objections, we'll just start down the missionary letters, basically, and send them 30 a month.
Anyone have a problem with that? If you do, see me outside. You know?
once we do have a permanent set of missionaries, then we'll just go back to the way we've done.
All right. Okay, we're all set with that. Okay, good. All right. Now we can stop fooling around and get serious. Floyd's in the hospital. Kidney stone, and from what I understand, that's not a very pleasant thing. So keep them in your prayers. I'm sure there's other things we need to pray about, family members.
For his knees. That's sometime this month too, isn't
it? Yes, yeah. That's for his, he's going to have his knee replaced too. And that's not fun for most people. And especially if you've got other things going on. So continue to pray for Floyd. Who else? Family members? Judy?
The church was just with this past week.
Okay. Okay. If you see me playing with the phone, I'm adjusting my hearing aids. My fans can wait. All right, any other requests? Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll pray for that man.
Judy Hildebrand struck me with her cane earlier.
She what?
She struck me with her cane earlier.
Not hard enough.
What?
Was it the one she used to fly in here or with her? I mean, was it flying when it hit you? All right, Junior, Jane, you doing okay? Continue to pray for those two. All right. Anyone else? As always, any blessings from the Lord this week? Yeah, you're so right. I think about that. You know, how good the Lord is to us, you know. In my own case, I think back on what my life was like and what I did as a kid. Just as a kid before, you know, I got married at 18. And even before that, I think how the Lord's kept me alive, how He's blessed me. And I'm just so thankful for that. All right, if that's it, pray for us, please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, come to you, thanking you for this another beautiful Sabbath day that we will come together to study your word and to all those that have special needs, prayer requests been given. Be with John as he gives a message today. Be with preacher later. He is just a messenger for your word to us. Forgive us of all of our sins. All these things we ask in the precious name of Christ. Amen.
All right. You know, I mentioned many times, you need to study the Bible. You need to read the Bible. And I get thinking about these things, and I tell the people to study the Bible, but as yet, I've never gone over how we should study the Bible. Are there any rules, anything we should follow when we study the Bible? So get 2 Timothy chapter 2, and get your finger in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 also. We'll look at a couple things today. I don't know how far we'll get, but we'll lay a foundation anyway. And it'll be on how to study the Bible. Not just read it, although we are to read the Bible. We should read the Bible. We should go through the Bible a minimum of once a year. Once a year, if you read your Bible, that's only 4 chapters a day. But I'm sure you can do more than that. Most of us can. But we need to continue to get that input into our mind. So we need to read the Bible, and we need to study the Bible. And I think today what we'll go over will be a big help to all of us. And people will ask me, because, you know, over the years, I'll come up with things, and they'll say, how do you find that? How do you come to those conclusions? And what I do, I tell them, I just go through the Bible. I look for things And if I can't find anything, I just keep looking, I keep reading, I keep studying and going over it until I find whatever God shows me, and then I follow that through to its conclusion. And if I don't find anything, I just keep looking. And that's what we need to do, is just keep going through the Bible, keep studying it, and find out different things that God will open up to us individually. You'll see something that I don't see, and so on and so forth. And that's how we do that. Then we compare notes, and that's how we learn. You won't learn it by putting the Bible under your pillow and thinking through osmosis that it'll get into your mind and into your heart. It takes work. It takes study. You can read it. That's good. But reading the Bible and not looking for the truth. You can read the Bible as an everyday thing, and many people do that. I've got to read my 2 chapters, my 4 chapters a day, but they're not looking for anything, and they're missing the blessings that God has for them. So you read the Bible looking for the truth. You ask the Lord to show you what's in there that He wants you to know. And as I said, He wants you to know some things. He wants somebody else to know something else. And then you end up comparing that, or you're going over it and He shows you more and more as you go on. So many people read the Bible religiously. It's, you know, it's like a Roman Catholic. I have to do this. I have to do that. But that's the wrong attitude. I want to get the blessings that the Lord has for me, and I want to learn from His Word so that I can, in turn, teach others. And that's what my desire is. So study is very important. It's not out of duty. I don't have a duty to study the Bible. I'm not under that oppression. I've got to read. I've got to study. I have a desire to, and that's how each of us should be. We should have that desire to read and study the Word of God, to find out what God wants us to know. So you look for the truth. And then one of the problems is many people will see the truth there, but they don't want it. They avoid it. They ignore it. And we need to make sure that if there's something in there that we don't agree with, that my lifestyle is different than, I need to change whatever in my life to come in line with the Word of God. And that's how it should be with each one of us. People will just pretend that they never saw it and pass right over it. And you don't want to do that. You miss the blessings from the Lord. And the Lord tells us to do more than read the Bible. He tells us to study 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 14. Of these things, put them into remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Verse 15, here's the command for each one of us. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now turn over to Ecclesiastes. You should have it there. And in those verses, we get that command to study. Not only to study, but we're to rightly divide the word of truth. We're to be a workman. That takes work. It's not easy. So that we're not ashamed. Then in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning with verse 10, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are goads. Now, a goad is what prods you along. It's what they used to use with the oxen and the cattle to keep them moving. So it'll keep us moving, reading, studying. And as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, the nails, they will keep you in place. They will keep you studying, keep you in line with what we're supposed to do, which are given from one shepherd, or from one shepherd, verse 12, and further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Now, you know that if you're one of the studious people that have come up in life, you did a lot of book studying when you were in school. You know it's weariness. It gets tiring. But what we're supposed to do is continue on in the Word of God. In my own case, my study was, is your homework done? Yeah, I finished it. And now I'm going out. And I made it through school, just through school. I passed with a C mostly. A lot of times there were D's, and then I had to work to get those up. Especially in high school, if I wanted to continue in sports, I had to maintain a C average. So it was a little different in high school. I remember one report card. I still got it at home. The one teacher, Mrs. Douchy, she was a Douchy, okay. But she wrote on my report card, I think John has something on his mind because his studies aren't what they should be. And I said, we had to take our report cards home at that time. They didn't mail them out or anything. And I dreaded that because I knew what was going to happen. I would hear it. Johnny, come out here. And then it started. What's on your mind? What are you thinking of? Why isn't your schoolwork up? Hey, what can I say? I made it through, though. And but with Bible study, it's a little different. I enjoy reading, learning, studying, and being able to pass on what I have learned so that I can in turn help others. So much study is a weariness of the flesh. The Lord commanded us to study. He didn't command you to teach. He didn't command you to do a Sunday school. He didn't command you to be a preacher. He didn't command you to be an evangelist or a full-time minister. He commanded us to study. Now, these other things will come along if he opens up a place for you to teach the Word of God, fine. If he opens up a place for you to preach the Word of God, that's fine. But he commanded us to study, to prepare us. And we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. No question about it. We've got an appointed time. I'm not worried about, oh man, I better not go there. I might get sick or I might get... Now, that doesn't mean you be stupid about things, but it means you don't worry about dying because you're going to die unless the rapture takes place and you're saved. then we're out of here by the rapture. Otherwise, we're going to meet that death angel one day. And when I meet him, if I meet him, I've told the Lord I want it to be quick, painless, because I'm a big sissy. I don't like pain on myself. As I've said before, I don't mind giving out pain, but I don't like the pain. So we're all going to die. No sense worrying about that. You know, just pray that the Lord will use it for His honor and glory, however we go. That's all. But we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And the Lord commands you and me, and the Lord calls upon us to study the Scriptures so that when you stand before God, you may meet with His approval. That's what our goal is, to meet with God's approval when we stand before Him. So study to show thyself approved unto God. Now, down here, we have little quizzes that we go through as a believer, hopefully as a Christian. And I don't need to dwell on that. I told you there's a difference between being saved and being a Christian. And you know where you stand. I know where I stand in that respect. So we go through things here, and these are little drills down here that we go through. And one day we're going to take that final exam. We're going to stand before the Lord, and it will be a closed book exam. You won't have the Bible there to look up things. And the Lord says to study. Study why? To show thyself approved unto God, a workman. And you say, I work for God. I do this, I do that, I do that. I'm involved in the church. I'm very active. A workman that needeth not be ashamed. Now, do you realize you can work for God all your life and stand before Him having neglected the truth in the study of His Word and be ashamed at that day of judgment? And I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want any of you to be ashamed when you stand before the Lord. And He said to study, to show thyself approved unto God. So let's suppose now it's an open book test. Many of you, when you were in school, the teacher would tell you, we're going to have an open book exam. And yeah, so you don't study. Big mistake. They suckered you into that. And so the day comes, you have that open book exam. And as I said, that was a big trap because you did not study. You didn't feel the need to study because you had the book right there. You could go through it. But what happens when you're asked the questions and you don't know where to find it in the book? You're not prepared. So we're going to stand before the Lord and it'd be a closed book exam. Okay? And the Lord's going to say, what does the Bible say about making money? Can you give an answer? What does the Bible say about raising children? Can we give an answer? What does the Bible say about submission? And gentlemen, don't think it's only about the woman here, because we're in subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say about the virgin birth? What does the Bible say about my kingdom? Do you know the answers? Do you know where to find the answers in the book? And you stand before God and you want to start flipping the pages and you don't know where to find them. And this is one of the reasons I want to go through the books and outline the books for you so you get an idea of what each book and each chapter is about, so that you have an idea when you're confronted by somebody on a certain subject, where to find that. When did the angels fall? What happened when they fell? Come into the New Testament and find the answers. But, is the